Miss something? Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
It is May the 4th, Claire.
It is. It is unofficial Star Wars Day.
Yeah, exactly right. Star Wars fans around the world celebrate today. There's big sales in shops of Star Wars merch. Today's the day where a lot of stuff for new movies get released. So
we are about to play a game now where someone could win Dane's Star Wars Lego. Now, this is a prize piece of Dane's. Well, every piece of Lego is a prize piece to Dane. So I'm hoping someone wipes you with the floor.
It's very nice of you, Claire. It is a microfighter X-Wing, comes with a pilot. So we're doing a Star Wars quiz. It's best out of three. Playing this morning is Cooper. Good morning, Cooper.
Good morning.
Now, how old are you, mate?
13.
Dane?
Yes.
If Cooper wins, you've been beaten by a 13-year-old.
No, that's fair call. Cooper, I just want to let you know, mate, you're not allowed to cry when I beat you, okay?
Okay.
Now,
he
Cooper.
Said I'm going to lose, though.
Oh, all right. Okay, bro. All right, it's fine. You know what? It's their own. I wish you all the luck in the world, mate.
Now, Cooper, are you a bit of a Star Wars nerd?
Yeah.
Geek. Okay. I prefer geek,
geek.
Please.
Sorry,
geek. Thank
geek.
You.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you both three questions. The way it's going to work is after I ask the question, the first person to call in with their name, which is their buzzer. So, Cooper, test your buzzer for me.
Cooper.
Awesome. Okay. Mm. First person to come in with.
No,
you don't need to test your buzzer.
Dane.
Okay. We'll get to answer the question. If they don't answer correctly, it'll move on to the next person.
Okay, cool. Best out of three,
best
Cooper.
Out of
good
three.
Luck, buddy. Seriously, best of luck. Hope you get beaten.
Okay, question one. Who is Luke Skywalker's dad?
Cooper.
Oh, that. Do I go
no,
first?
No, you don't, because you didn't say your whole name. You just said duh. Cooper, who is Luke Skywalker's dad?
Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker? Either one.
Well, Cooper, you are. Correct. Oh, Cooper has won.
Well, he's 1-0. All right, I need to stay in the game.
So we need two.
Cooper,
yeah, okay.
Shut your mouth this time. Don't say your name, mate.
Okay, which is the only film of the original six in which the desert planet doesn't appear?
Dane.
Cooper.
Oh, Dane got that one. Dane.
The desert planet Tatooine doesn't appear in episode...
No, the name of it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm giving you the full title.
Okay, yeah.
I want to say episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
That's what you're going to say?
Yeah. Oh!
Cooper, which film in the original six does the desert planet not appear?
It does not appear in number 5, A New Hope.
Oh, what was
both it? Of you got it wrong. The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back. You know what, actually? That was actually episode 5. So Cooper got a little confused there. So hard luck, mate.
Hey. Be gentle.
All right, okay. Here we go. This is it, Cooper. The winner.
Well, it can
this
be the
is it. There's one
it?
More
okay.
question.
Okay, here we go.
Cooper, if you get this, you win, okay?
Okay.
If I get it, I win. Good luck.
No, that's not how that works. If you get it, then we play one more question.
Oh, okay, rightio, yep.
Okay, the question is, who kills Jabba the Hutt?
Dane.
Yeah?
It's Princess Leia. Yes!
No, but you didn't win then.
Oh, it's
because you both got one all.
Okay, this is it now.
Final question
all right,
now.
Good luck, Coop.
Oh, this one's a tricky one too.
Oh, God.
Which of the original trilogy films has the most deaths?
Cooper.
Yes, Cooper.
It is Empire Strikes Back.
No, Cooper, I think the most deaths would be in the last one.
Which is?
Return of the Jedi. Oh, what is it?
A New Hope.
Oh, you know what, Cooper, you've been a fantastic competitor.
You both don't know your Star Wars.
We both don't know very much about Star Wars, but, mate, I will give you my bit of X-Wing microfighter Lego.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cooper, may the Force be with you.
Thank you.
So, Dane, kids can play up sometimes. They're kids, right?
Mm.
And sometimes kids don't do what their parents tell them to do.
Definitely not.
And I know from my mum doing it to me, sometimes the best way of doing things is sending letters from other people, like the fairy,
Fairy. Santa Claus,
and
of course.
Like yeah.
Hey, Santa Claus is watching. Just remember.
Yeah, just reminders to kids that the good things happen when you do the right thing.
Exactly right.
Well, this mother decided she would draft a fake letter from the government and send it to her daughter to stop her from speaking to strangers. So basically what happened is her daughter came downstairs after using the iPad and said to her mum that she'd accidentally been talking to people online.
Accidentally speaking to people, right, okay.
The house rule was there was a no chat rule. You can't chat to people online. People you don't know, you don't talk to.
What about people you know? Can't say in this situation.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sure that it was family or friends, but she tried to get through to her daughter that people lie, and so don't just start talking to people just because they're on Facebook or whatever.
Gotcha.
So her daughter's actually already quite upset because she knew she'd broken the rules, but her mum wanted to make sure that this never happened again.
So what did she do?
She drafted a letter, a fake letter, and I think this is actually something she could probably get in trouble for. She used the Australian government header.
Great, letterhead, yep.
Department of Communications, ACT, Parliament House, Security Intelligent for Children's Cyber Safety.
Oh, yeah, it does sound legit, but a little bit made up at the same time.
1st of May 2017. I think that's actually a real thing, though, the Children's Cyber Safety thing. Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Blah.
Smith.
Yeah. We regret to advise you that your daughter, Mrs. Smith, Ms. Smith, has breached the cyber internet safety contract for children under the age of 16 years of age and has been found guilty of chatting online with strangers. And we have disconnected her internet for her own safety until further notice.
Wow.
It is up to you as the parent to reconnect her Wi-Fi when she feels she's responsible to understand the immediate dangers she put herself and her sibling in. It's very important to explain to her that people online do not tell the truth. They lie, and they also can hack into your home and financial accounts.
Oh,
and
wow.
She goes pretty far. And can also locate where they live via their IP address on their routers. We will keep an eye out for Ms. Smith, as she will need some supervision from the internet communications team in Canberra Parliament House. Please also explain the severe breach of security to her sibling, Master Smith, as he is also at risk because he uses the same internet.
Just this massive room in Canberra of people watching the internet and seeing who's logging on and logging
off
again.
Knowing that it's a 16-year-old, or under 16. So this would have scared the pants out of me as a kid.
Oh, it would strike the fear in me too. I'd freak out.
Absolutely. But what better way to make your kids not hate you for turning the internet off?
Exactly right. It's parenting, but turning the buck so you're not the bad guy, someone else is the bad guy. And then, you know what? This happened a lot. And it's sort of frustrating. In this situation, it's funny, but it can be a bit frustrating. Now, this used to happen a lot when I used to lifeguard at a water park on the Gold Coast, right?
Yeah.
So,
parents to get you guys to tell the children
exactly
off.
Right. So parents, like the kid will be doing something wrong and the parent will be there or be like, don't do that. Don't do that or the bad lifeguard man will tell you not to. I'm like, hang on a second. If you drown, I'm supposed to save your life and you're calling me the bad lifeguard man? Hang on a second
wrong
here.
Does it?
Yeah, exactly right. But I love that. I think that's very clever.
The biggest problem, though, is that kids listening right now know about this letter now. Sorry, mums and dads, we ruined it for you. I found this quite hilarious. Now, gluten-free is one of those things that is pretty much well known. A lot of people have celiac disease or some sort of disease where the gluten doesn't work for their body. Some people just don't like eating gluten as well.
I was going to say, not even a disease, it just plays havoc on their body.
Yeah, yeah. One man who has caught numerous flights before got onto this Japanese airline called, is it ANA? Or
All Nippon Airways.
That's it. And he got on board and said, look, I'm gluten-free. Can I please have a gluten-free meal?
Yep, sure.
Now, he was traveling from Tokyo to Sydney.
Yep.
No, it's not a short flight.
About 9 hours, I think.
Yeah. He's from London and he awoke, I'm assuming, because it was breakfast time and found something that they thought was gluten-free as his meal. Now, everyone else got a full English breakfast.
Delicious.
Which is delicious.
Bacon, eggs, probably a little hash brown.
Yeah.
Do-ack-y.
Pretty much everything. And now, the 32-year-old said he could not believe his eyes when he received a banana.
What?
A banana.
A single banana was
just,
a gluten-free meal?
Just one single banana. Not like a bunch of bananas. Just one banana. So it was a 9-hour flight. He was given one banana for breakfast.
Yeah.
And it came with a gluten-free sticker on it.
Yeah, it says GF. 33A must have been his seat.
Now, not only that, but he also got a knife and fork and some salt. Because everyone loves putting salt on their bananas.
It's a given.
He paid 1,200 euros, which I think is like two and a bit grand Australian.
Yeah.
He always orders gluten meat free meals on flights. He's never had a problem before, apparently, and by the sounds of it, he flies quite a bit. But he was just dumbfounded. He apparently said to the stewardess, "Is this a joke?" And she said, "I'm really sorry. That's the gluten-free meal.
It's not even a meal. That's a snack.
It's not.
That's
a snack. That is a snack. That's not breakfast.
No.
No one says, you know what? This banana's going to fill me up until we land. even he said it didn't keep him full on the long-haul flight. He has complained to the airline.
Yes.
No response yet.
Well, of course not.
So obviously this particular airline's never had anyone who's gluten-free.
Well, that or someone's just dropped the ball and gone, oh, God, we've got a couple of gluten-free meals on board. What do we have left over? I'll get the bananas out.
Pretty much. The other passengers apparently were laughing a little bit as well.
Of course.
So the stewardess realised something wasn't too right. And the fault, he says, the guy who ordered this must lay somewhere in management.
Well, it would have to. Or just planning, like knowing if he is the only gluten-free on board, gluten guy on board, you'd think, okay, we've got to get organised. We've got to get a meal at least for this guy. But a banana. I wonder if he used his knife and fork or not.
To cut up his banana.
Perhaps just cut it in half, you know, save some for 4 hours into the flight. He may have done that.
Well, you'd be pretty hungry otherwise.
Exactly right.